The Pentagon says Iraqi insurgents are using more powerful roadside bombs in Iraq. 7 U.S. soldiers and 2 U.S. Marines were killed in separate attacks on Thursday. One attack involved a roadside bomb attack on a Bradley fighting vehicle. Officials say the violence could get worse with Iraqi elections now just over 3 weeks away. But in Washington today, President Bush took an optimistic view of the situation. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The picture of Iraq the president puts forth remains constant in the face of continuing violence. The removal of Saddam Hussein and the prospect of elections this month make the struggle worth it.
Look, I know it's hard, but it's hard for a reason. And the reason it's hard is because there are a handful of folks who fear freedom.
Speaking to reporters this morning, the president was asked of concerns that go beyond this month's elections. Brent Scowcroft, a former national security advisor to the first President Bush, said yesterday the elections could actually deepen the divisions in Iraq. The president said he expects the opposite. Asked if enough was being done to control the insurgents, again, he spoke of progress, saying the elections will be historic.
I suspect if you were asking me questions 18 months ago and I said there's going to be elections in Iraq, you would have had trouble containing yourself from laughing out loud at the president. But here we are at this moment, and it's exciting times for the Iraqi people. And it's so exciting, there are some who are trying to intimidate people from going to the polls.
The president said the security problems were concentrated in just 4 of the country's 18 provinces. Those 4, however, include Baghdad and more than 40% of the national population. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.